Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what happened to the intro?
I had no idea, bro.
Man,
what's going on, man? What's going on?
You fucking up, man. You got the switchboard. Play the damn intro, man.
Hey, man, shit, I thought the intro come on automatically.
I guess not. Hit two the intro.
God damn. Well, wait
take
a
two.
Hey,
take
two. Hold on. This is CN City Radio. Take two.
The hottest show on the internet, CN City Radio.
I really thought the running gun was going I really thought that it was going, you know what I'm saying? I didn't think that, I said, okay, they got two quarters. They got two quarters of running gun. Man, them some bitches ran a gun. They ran them motherfuckers all four quarters.
That's what they do, man. They young. They can run all goddamn day.
I didn't think they could do it, man. I really didn't. I didn't think that they could just... I didn't think that
Come
they
on,
could
man.
Run
Think about it like this. Think about it like this. Durant, 24. The point guard, what's his name?
Westbrook.
Westbrook, 23. Harden, 22. That's all the fuck they do is run.
I understand that, but I thought at some point they was going to slow down. I gotta say, I'm thoroughly impressed. I am thoroughly impressed.
They ran the Lakers right at the gym.
I understand, but then Lakers got old legs. But damn, hold on, we got
so do the Spurs.
I understand that, but I just thought I thought the fundamental ball was going to win. Janae, what's up, baby?
Hey.
We were just talking a little shit before everybody got on.
Mhm. How you doing?
Fine.
How your mama?
Good.
You remember that? You remember that? I can't remember what movie that was from. How you doing? How your mama? I can't remember that damn movie. I was at work today, man, and we was talking about, you know, just straight up funny ass. You know, a funny movie, but it's just stupid as hell. Now, okay. I'm going to give you one, and then you give me one. A funny-ass movie. I mean, it's so stupid that it's funny. Airplane. Stupid-ass movie, but the shit was funny as hell.
Okay. All the naked guns. Every naked gun.
Stupid-ass movie, but funny as hell.
Man, that shit was... Oh, whoa, hold on, dog. I know you didn't leave out Loaded Weapon.
Oh, yeah, with Estevez.
You know, we used to clown off that movie. You know, we watched that movie 2, 3, 4 times a day.
But wait a minute. Janine, give us a movie. Stupid-ass movie, but it was just funny. You got to have one.
Movies I watch are funny. I don't think they be stupid. They just be funny.
Okay, give us one.
Oh, my goodness. I can't just think of a movie right now.
All right, I'll give you another one. Half-Baked. Dumbass fucking movie, but the shit was just fucking funny.
I ain't never even seen none of the movies I'm talking about.
Paper Soldier. Kevin Hart's first movie.
Half-Baked?
No, Paper Soldiers.
I ain't never seen none of them.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You ain't never seen Naked Gun? One?
No.
One and a half, two, or three?
No.
Not one of them?
No.
I didn't even see a preview.
Yeah, I know what y'all talking about, but I ain't never
Wow.
I like Pink Panther. I think that was stupid, but it was funny to me.
Okay, that would be one. Pink Panther was stupid, but it was funny at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold up. We got a new caller. Caller, then. Caller, what's happening?
What's going on?
What's up? Who is this?
This Al, Dominican Al Bushwick, know me.
You said what now?
Bushwick. We played together. Is Bushwick in there?
You said it's
what's
Bushwick?
What's your name, bro? What's your name?
Al.
Al. Al.
He knows me as Dominican Al.
Okay, well, what's going on, Dominican Al?
What's happening? What's the topic about?
All right, man, we're going to jump into it because you called, man. All right, man. We try to do these do's and don'ts of a relationship.
Do's and don'ts on relationship.
Yeah, do's and don'ts.
Okay.
All right, now, my first thing is this. Are you really Dominican?
Yeah, I'm Dominican.
All right, well, now, with that being said, this is a good question to go to you. I ain't saying that you do, but if you do, I ain't mad at you. Do you get your smoke on?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so now, let's just say me, you, and Father Time, we sitting there kicking it, and your girl called. She ready to get it in. We got a session going. We got a strong smoke session going. Do you stop your smoke session to go fuck with her, or you keep your smoke session going?
I keep my smoke session going, because she's going to be home when I get there.
So, really? You believe that?
You fuck with my own.
I know
boy.
That.
Man, I got to tell you, I believe that's a dope, man. I don't believe you keep the woman on hold for no smoke session.
Well, to tell you the truth, I got my smoke session at home with her in the next room.
Okay, now, with that being said, though, I understand what you're saying. I feel you. But now, okay, you sitting there, and I mean your girl sitting there. She ready to do some things. She ready to do some motherfucking things to you, bro. She ready to get it in. But your boys, like, they ain't ready to leave yet. They ready to get their smoke on. They ready to still smoke.
Well, they could keep smoking, and then I go in, hit it, and come back out.
Wow. Okay. I ain't mad at you on that one. All right, let me go to my
it's
man.
It's happened
Father.
Before, so.
Oh, so it has happened before.
Yeah.
All right, so let me ask you. How did you play it off? Did you just walk away? Did you ease away? What'd you do? Like, hey, let me go ahead and hit her. What you do, man?
Well, the way I smoke, everybody smokes their own shit, so.
Okay.
That's just the way it is. I get enough for everybody to have their own, because I don't like to pass.
Oh, okay. So when your session is, hey, everybody get their own, we all smoke our own.
Right.
You know what? Now, that's a concept that I can deal with. I can deal with that. Because me personally, I ain't too fond of just letting motherfuckers keep hitting my motherfucking weed anyway. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not big on smoking, but if I was, I'm the type of motherfucker that, hey, why don't you just roll yours and I'll roll mine? That way, I mean, me and my woman, that's one thing, but me and a gang of motherfuckers keep hitting my motherfucking weed. I don't know what pussy you ate last night. Hey, hell.
Exactly.
That might be, you might be sucking dick. I don't know. So, hey.
Exactly. I don't know where your mouth been. That's one other reason that I don't pass. I see motherfuckers with blisters. Nah, you can't, dude. Sorry.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Oh, hold on, dog. Dominican Al.
What's going on?
Call of Duty, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. I played with you a few times. I just wanted to make sure this was the same person. I got you.
Your Father Time?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we played together a few times.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for calling the show, dog. Greatly appreciate it.
All right, man.
But now, if I was in your situation, all the homies got to go. Everybody got to go. The session is over.
All right, man.
You know what I mean? If it ain't my
hell
career,
yeah.
I'll get with y'all later. All right, dog, I'll hook with y'all tomorrow because I'm out.
Later, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the way it is.
Right, but you say you're going to keep smoking.
That's how you handle it? That's how you handle it?
That's how I'm doing. Everybody got to go. My girl called me talking about, look, I need it right now, and I'm chilling with the homies. Man, peace out. I got to go. I'll hook up with y'all tomorrow.
I live with mine, though.
Right, but I'm saying, though, she going to fuck around. You going to be out smoking with the fellas. You going to come to the crib. She going to be ghost. She done went to the club or something. Waiting on you.
Nah, she ain't going to be ghost. I don't know how your relationship is. I got mine came from New York for this.
So you got your restraint.
She came down here. She left a good union job to come down and be with me.
Well, you got a dick like a pole, huh?
What that got to do with anything? That's the only reason why she left.
Man, that motherfucker say she left a union job to come. Where you at? I'm going to call you D.H. D.H., where you at?
Boy, yeah.
I mean, where do you live at? Where do you live at?
I live in Florida now.
You say where?
I live in Florida.
You say in Florida? Where did your girl come from?
She came from New York.
She came from New York to Florida? That motherfucker got a dick like a motherfucking pole. You ain't going to tell me that she came down there for a little dick motherfucker. She ain't come from New York. She ain't come from New York to no motherfucking Florida for an itty-bitty dick nigga. He sent that. Hey, I tell her, you sent that motherfucking pig. She was on her way, right? You sent her that pig, right? You sent her that dick pic, right?
Listen, I ain't saying. I just know that she's feeling me like that. I'll go in the room, tag it up, however long it takes. There's still going to be trees out here when I get out here. It's like that.
I hear
that's the
kind
of relationship that I have.
I hear you talking now, but dang, you gotta represent for the fellas. You got to represent for the fellas. You sent to that dick pic, she was on the way, right?
Hell yeah.
There you go. That's my dog. All
right, well, I'm gonna change it up for a hot second, man. All right, Dominican man, since you're in Florida, man, the fuck is up with y'all in the bath salt, dog?
And the what?
That bath salt shit y'all got going on down there, man.
Oh, I don't fuck with that shit, man. I don't fuck with none of that potpourri or none of that shit. I fuck with the real shit.
I'm saying, though, is the story true?
Dudes.
Is the story true?
Did a motherfucker actually eat somebody's face? They all doing that shit, and they all fucking dying from that shit.
God damn, man.
There's people dying from
that shit.
That's why they just need to legalize this shit so people won't be dying.
Well, y'all got the motherfucking zombies running around that motherfucker, man. You better strap up.
Because
when y'all get high, y'all don't be bullshit. Y'all get high.
Hey, I just live down here. I'm from the city myself, so I came from New York, my damn self. I just left New York. But I'm from over there. I just live down here now. For now.
Well, just lock your doors and windows at night, man.
Oh, they do stay locked. I got me a 3-year-old there. I need to protect, man. I got me a shotty.
Well, do what you do, man. All right, man. Okay, all right. Give me some dudes. What do you do in a relationship, man, to let your girl know that you into her? Other than the sex and all that bullshit, what's the little things that you do? Dominican, I'm going to start with you. What's the little things you do to let your girl know that you care about her?
I look out for her. I take care of her. I pay her insurance. I cook for her. I call her when she's working. How you doing? What's going on? I call her at like lunchtime, break time, whenever else she got time. She knows how I feel for her.
All right. Okay, Janine, what do you do? What's the little things you do to let your guy know you care? Man, play the crickets for Janine.
What? Don't be playing no crickets for me. Shut up. Just hold on a second.
Damn, my bad. You've been messing with the salt too, huh?
I have been messing with nothing.
Hold on, we got Bud on the line. Bud, what's happening, Bud?
What's up, baby?
Chilling, baby.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all?
Oh,
all right, all right.
We trying to see what you do. You trying to find the do's and don'ts of the relationship. And actually, and I butter, I got to honestly say that you sparked this conversation.
How did I do that?
You sparked the conversation from last week. I thought about what you said when we were talking about the smoking situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, and I mean, I'm just being me. You know how I am. I'm being
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Typical asshole that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you saying that if the session going, motherfucker, don't stop the session, because then maybe you can get it a little bit better if you're going to let me do my session. But now I had to look at that as a don't.
Okay.
I mean, and I thought about it for a whole week, brother. I thought about it for a whole week before
okay.
I even, because I was like, okay, damn, the weed comes before me, and I can't handle that.
It's not that the weed comes before you. It's that I know how I'm going to feel once I get through smoking. And I can give you 30 minutes of boom, bam, you're going to love it anyway, regardless. Or I can give you 2 hours of mind-blowing, explosive.
But I can't. But that's my question. I can't make you feel like that without the weed.
Okay. So basically, what you're saying is you ain't got to drink. If I say, "Come on, I'm ready now," you want let me take this shot, baby, because you know this shot gonna make it stay hard for a long time.
And now this is what we were just talking about, because me and Paul Time were just talking that, like, if we were sitting there drinking, we got a fifth going. And you call me and say, "Hey, look here," you know, and you got that strong deep voice. You know, you call, say, "Okay, matter of fact, help me out, brother, help me out."
Okay.
You got that strong deep voice.
Uh huh.
How would you?
You
tell
call
me?
Him.
Look,
you call him and
man.
You tell
hold
him
whoa,
what?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
He was talking.
Why you stopping me, man? Let me do this.
Okay, well, I'm listening.
Yeah, bro, we doing this.
Well, I'm listening. Come on.
Thank you, brother. Damn, nigga, I don't know what to eat. Brand new ass nigga today.
Okay, it's okay.
Well, now you got that strong D voice, and you
uh-huh.
telling me, you know, tell me how you would say, "Come on over here, I'm ready to fuck." Now you calling me on the phone.
I'm calling you on the phone.
Yeah, now we finna do this.
Okay.
Bring. I got a cell phone, so my phone don't answer right away. Yo,
okay.
What's up? Hello. What's up, baby?
What's going on?
Shit, I'm chilling. Sitting here with my boy Tom and getting drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. You want to know what I'm doing?
Oh, shit. What you doing?
Sitting over here naked.
Naked?
Damn.
Hey, what's your, I mean, is that an invite?
I'm waiting. I'm just letting you know.
All right. I'm on my way.
That's what's up. All
right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Tom, I got to go, man. Shit. I'm letting this conversation go.
Okay.
Tom, is you mad at
and
me?
And guess what? Okay.
No, I'm not
let's
mad.
Let's do it the other way. You calling me, and I'm over here with my friend getting ready to roll up.
All right, okay. Let's try it. You got a house phone, so you better answer the second ring.
Hello.
Hey, baby, what's going on?
Nothing much. Finna give me some medicine in me.
I was saying, I'm on my way over there. I'm trying to see if I can come see you right now.
Yeah, I would love that. I should be done by the time you get here. That's what's up.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, I'm on my way.
That's what's up. All
right, I'm on my way. Bye.
Bye. Roll
but
up, real quick. Hurry
on,
up
on,
and
on,
roll
on.
That, boo-boo. Hold up. Hurry up and roll.
Okay,
like,
so
that
means so you're going to be smoking before I get there, right?
I'm going to be done.
The session over by the time I get there, right?
Right.
Okay, now, okay, in that part, I love you for.
Uh-huh.
But now, what about the part where she is? Nigga, I just bought a motherfucking quarter of Kush. I'm trying to smoke with you. They trying to smoke the whole quarter of Kush with you.
Then I'm going to be like, how about I buy a blunt from you?
Oh, okay. So now you willing to say, okay, let me make the sacrifice.
That's if I get it. Now, if they tell me, I can't sell you a blunt, but I'll smoke a blunt.
Right.
Then...
All right. Okay. Now we talking. Now we talking.
Okay.
Well, I ain't going to sell you this motherfucker, but I'll smoke it with you.
Okay. Now, you say you ain't gonna sell it to me. You're going to smoke it with me. He's 5 minutes away. Then
I'm
going to tell you.
Way,
and you about 5-10 minutes away. I'm going to tell you, roll up real quick. I'm going to hit it. Now, if you knock on the door and I've only hit it like 3 times, then I'm going to stop, kiss you, tell you to come on in, give me 5 seconds, and I'm going to hit it again, and then I'm going to tell them they got to go. Now, if that's not, because by the time you get in, take your shoes off, you know what I'm saying, you might have to piss, you might be thirsty, whatever, whatever, it shouldn't be a problem for me to hit it a couple of times before you ready.
Okay, you know what, and butter. For all practical purposes, I can deal with that.
Okay.
I can deal with what you just said.
Now, if I was telling you, okay, you telling me, okay, I'm on my way, and then you get here, and dude or female, whoever I smoke with, because I do smoke I used to smoke with men, so, okay, whoever I'm smoking with, like, okay.
Right.
Look,
we ain't got to say it's male or female, just the fact
okay,
that
yes.
smoking.
So I'm over here smoking, and you knock on the door, and you like, you know what I'm saying? I can see right now your penis is hard, and you know what I'm saying? You ready?
Right.
Now, I'm going to let you in. You might speak to whoever here, and I'm going to take you in the room. And, you know what I'm saying, make you feel good for a second. I'm come back out here. If I can hit it, I'm going to hit it a couple of times. I'm not going to, you know, say, okay, put it out, let's go. I'm going to try to hit it a couple of times. Now, if you can't give me, like, at least a couple of hits off of it, then I think that's selfish. Because I would have a shot for you or a drink for you waiting on you. So... how come I can't
okay,
get...
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Hmm.
Okay, I come over,
mm-hmm.
and let's say I don't like your friends that you're smoking with, this particular group of people.
Okay.
I'm like, come on, let's go. We can go back to my crib.
Okay.
But they smoking.
Is you going to buy me a Kush blunt?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't smoke, so I'm not going to buy it.
You
but I'm like, baby, let's go.
Okay, so you couldn't take me saying, how about, okay, I'm going to tell my dude, whatever, tell my friends, okay, my dude finna take me away, so let me hit that a couple of times. I couldn't even do that? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, that'd be cool. I'm talking about if you want to sit there for, like, till all the shit's gone.
I mean, when you're smoking
you
a blunt, like, back. Really, it's not like you taking forever. I mean, what?
Now,
y'all got a quarterback. Y'all gonna be smoking for a while.
No, I ain't trying to smoke a quarterback. All I need is a blunt, and I'm good.
And you know that Kush weed.
You don't even need a whole blunt if you're taking it to the head. So,
but if a motherfucker like, hey, shit, let's smoke. Hey, I came with a quarter of Kush.
Look, I ain't even gonna. let somebody come over here with a quarter of Kush. I'm going to smoke with you. Yes, I am. And if, depending on how many heads on it, I'm not going to sit here and say, okay, I'm finna smoke up all your Kush. Because first of all, I don't need to be stupid high. Like, especially if I have plans, I need to be able to know what I'm doing. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, be so high I'm biting your penis and instead of sucking it. Come on.
That's a good point. That's a great fucking point.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, nigga going to the club or going to hang out with his friends and getting so sloppy drunk that he can't hardly take the pants, unbutton his pants to pull his penis out. He can't hardly, you know what I'm saying, do shit. So,
I'll tell y'all something. I got a partner who came to the crib with a female. They doing their thing, and this motherfucker fell asleep. Why she riding?
Did you fuck her?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
She wouldn't let me. I tried.
Oh.
Like, I tried.
He went to sleep. See, what else I'm going to do? She's sitting there butt naked. She on top of him, and he's straight snoring. I'm talking about out cold.
I mean, that's how, that happened to me, too. Dude, we were a missionary, and he was just rocking back and forth, penis still inside me, and he's snoring. I didn't even know my eyes was closed. I'm making noises, eyes closed and everything. Sweat drip on me. I open my eye and look, and this motherfucker snoring. It's like, are you serious?
I don't know how you get that drunk. I just don't understand how you can be that drunk and fall asleep during sex.
Maybe they popped a pill or something. I don't know, but I'm telling you, the motherfucker.
Now, you know what? And now, in all honesty, I've never fell asleep during sex, but I have fell asleep with getting my shit massaged. I have fell asleep. I mean, but it was so relaxing. I just fell asleep. I mean, well, she was rock hard, but I mean, shit. You know what I'm saying? I just, shit, I'm gonna go stroking, shit. Next thing you know,
that's what you call a don't. That's a don't. Don't
that's
fall asleep.
Right. That's a don't. Okay. That's a don't.
Dominican Isle.
That
would have
gave me an extra boost of energy. Like I done drunk a Red Bull or something. Motherfucker, get to playing with the cuckoo. Oh, I'm sleepy. All that sleep just left. Like,
I understand, and you right, yeah, and buddy, you all right, and I should have been, but shit, I mean, but I've been at work, and I mean, motherfucker got stronger. I mean, that motherfucker just felt so good. It's like it was just so relaxing that you just, I mean, okay, all right. Have you ever been kissed to the point where you just actually just like, damn, these kisses feel so sweet and so citrus? That you just actually just, shit, well, you know it, you just relax and you didn't fuck around and fall asleep?
Hell no. Because you kiss me that good, my pussy getting wet, I'm ready to come up out my clothes, my nipples rock hard and ready to bust up out my bra or my T-shirt. All right,
Dominican Al, hey, what about you, bro? Is my man still on here? Well, I see he's still on here. Hey, you ever got kissed so citrus and so sweet, dog, that it just relaxed you to the point where you fucking fell asleep?
That's when I stayed up about two or three nights, maybe, smoking. It might have happened once or twice.
Okay. No, I was not. All right, let me ask y'all. Let me ask the fellas. Have you ever got caressed? Caress so good that you just can't do nothing but fall asleep.
Oh yeah, that happens a lot. It does too much a lot.
I mean, no negative. You ain't never got caressed, dog, where you just, I mean, she just rubbing on you, like rubbing your back ever so gently, or rubbing on your chest. I mean,
negative, Megatron.
God damn, dog. What's Mother Nature? What's Mother Nature?
Shit, it if it's going down like that, shit, I'm wide awake, bro.
I understand that, bro. But I mean, you ain't never had one of them days, man, where, where it just like,
I mean, I would have expected you to at least bust before you fell asleep.
But let me ask you, would you feel bad if I fell asleep? I mean, if you was caressing me, would you feel bad if I fell asleep?
I would feel like, damn, like for real. So I would probably go down and probably lick on your bowels or something. That didn't wake you up then.
Oh, well, yeah, of course, that's going to wake you up. Wait a minute.
I don't know. The way you sound, I don't know.
Hold on. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hello.
Hey, Mother Nature.
Hi.
Well, you called right. You clicked in right on time.
Really?
Yes, you did. Now, Mother Nature, I've seen you on here. Hey, now, holler at your boy. Hey, would you be mad if you caressed him to the point where he just fell asleep?
Hello, man. Hey, I gotta get to my daughter.
I didn't hear you.
I said, like, just say if you was just caressing.
Hey, wait,
you was just caressing on him, you know, rubbing him, and I mean, you know, just caressing his body, and he just got into a relaxed state where he just fell asleep. Would you be upset?
I would just wake him up.
I mean, wake him up. How would you wake him up?
Slap, slap, get your ass up.
No, I ain't slapping nobody. Well, you don't caress him. You know when to stop caressing. You know, you don't caress him to the sleep mode. You know when to stop. Well, I know when to stop.
Okay. All right, Janine, I'm coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you caressing him, and he's just all asleep. Are you upset?
No, that's what I do. I caress you to relax you.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, wait, no, ain't on the phone. Now I'm back in the biz. I'm back home now, dog. Wait, Lord, I'm back in business now. God damn it.
I just feel like this. If you caressing it,
what if you just like rub?
You
know,
caressing the dick. You talk
about
your back, just rubbing him.
Right.
Oh, okay, that's different.
Right.
I'm thinking you talking about like slow jack off or something. I'm like, what?
No, I did. You know what, Mother? Then that was my fault because I did rhyme both of them together, and that was my fault. Yeah, that did happen to me once. But no, what I meant, like, I mean, you know, you come home from a hard day and he's, you know, you rubbing his back.
Oh, I expect that to happen.
Okay. What about you, Mother Nature?
Well, yeah, he can go to sleep. It's all right there.
Oh, okay. I feel like ain't nothing better than
that. Yeah, you had me mixed up with that.
I'm sorry, because you know what, and you're right, Butter, because I did run it together. Run that together. Because I'm telling you, ain't nothing feeling better when them hands just rubbing on your back and they rub your chest. You know what I'm saying? They just caress your neck.
But there's a way you can suck on the dick without getting it hard.
Shit. Wait a minute. Say that again.
I ain't never been able to do that.
I'm not sure if I heard you right.
I ain't never been able to do that.
I'm a little confused myself.
Right. Did you say, wait a minute, say that again? You said you can do what?
There's a way that you can suck on a dick without actually sucking on it to get it hard. You just, what the person actually can find the
sleep. Okay. You gonna make a motherfucker mad. That's what you gonna do.
Well, hold on, man. I really need you to explain how do you do that.
Okay, like say you already came. Okay, And sometimes, you know how you might fall asleep or something? Y'all both sleep. Now, say she go down on you and start sucking on it just at the tip like she's sucking on a pacifier. Sometimes that can relax me, and it helps me to further my...
She...
Okay. Come on now. That's going to make it rock hard right there. Let me put my wet lips on your tip of your shit. Nigga, you going to be like, boop. Daisy.
Yeah, especially if it's like a pacifier.
Yes, girl. Shit, I sucked the shit off the top of that mother.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Y'all can control that. It don't have to get hard.
Whatever.
Just both sleep.
She.
Whatever. Whatever.
I will tell you.
Stop lying.
Now, probably within the first 5 to 15 minutes after coming, then it probably won't get hard. But anytime after that.
She.
Okay, come on.
The only way I see that not happening is muffler got to be paralyzed.
Okay.
That's the only way that shit's going to happen. That shit is instant.
Hey, Thomas, she be like, all right, if I fuck your dick, it ain't going to get hard, is it? You might be saying, you might be saying to her, nah, it ain't going to get hard. But I'm going to tell you what in your mind what you're going to be thinking.
Nigga, please.
Shit.
Well, I've done it before.
It's getting hard now just thinking about it.
Mine is.
I know. That's why I said that. It's getting hard right now just thinking about it.
I just turned on my side. Like, okay, let me try to figure it out.
Uh-huh.
Wait, think about something else.
Yeah.
If that really happened, motherfucker be like, man, she can't, man. My head is horrible, dude. My shit didn't even get hard.
Right. I mean, he wouldn't want. I'm scared she's going to bite me. I'm going to tell you, with it in my mouth.
I'm going to tell you like this.
And it's going to get hard and choke your ass and you're going to be free. You're going to wake up choking like, yeah.
This motherfucker started off as a pup. He a motherfucking German Shepherd now.
Okay. And grew up. And less than an hour. Damn. Exactly.
That's a new one. I've never heard that shit before.
Me either.
No, but now, dog. Have you ever had the pacifier? Have you ever had the pacifier effect,
baby?
No, seriously. Have you ever had the pacifier effect?
Have you ever had it, Cass?
Oh God, yes I have.
I know. Wasn't it good? Wasn't it good? I know it was. Because I know that's my favorite. That's my favorite right there.
I'm talking about, when the motherfucker, I mean, literally, I'm not talking about for no 20, maybe 30. I even say 40. When the motherfucker had your dick in their mouth all night like a pacifier.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, I don't even need the sound effect. hey, as soon as your eyes open, you be like. Just wrap that, brother. It's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, let me ask you one question.
What you drinking tonight, man? Man, they ain't have my brand, man, so I had to get some Coke 45 Double Malt.
Mother Nature, what you drinking tonight?
Why? I was drinking some wine.
Some wine? Hey, go get that extra bottle, dog. Go get an extra bottle, man.
Yeah, she got two in there.
She got two in there?
Yep.
Make her drink both of them. I guarantee you're going to wake up tomorrow morning like,
she.
I ain't going to work today. Calmed off today.
But don't you be so relaxed after that, though?
Hell yeah. Hey, all we be thinking is,
snap that pussy back.
See it. It's a wrap after that.
Hey, but I still want to hear everybody. All right, let's start with Butter. Butter, what's your do's and don'ts of a relationship?
Don't lie to me.
That's your don't. Don't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's a do?
My bad. Hold on, dog. Before you do, I can hear Butter right now. As soon as she find out that you're lying.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
That'd be the first thing, and wouldn't be the last thing I'd say. You know.
So that's number one on your list?
Yes.
Don't lie.
Yes.
Okay.
I'd rather you tell
me
the
truth. Give me an example of somebody that lied to you. What they lie about?
Oh, my. Just thinking about it. My baby daddy lied about his age.
That's just rude.
Yeah, that was rude. But
God, you really can't hold that against him. Motherfuckers do that shit all the time.
I mean, and now hold on. And I gotta say this in her baby daddy's defense. In her baby daddy's defense, you see this voluptuous woman coming to the door and talking to you. Hell, I'm gonna boost my age up too.
Well,
all I'm thinking in my mind is,
snap that pussy back. Two capfuls of this vinegar. Snap that pussy back.
That's all he was thinking.
Well, I feel like this, you know what I'm saying? You never, when you lie, you don't give that person a chance to decide whether they can handle it or not. That means you don't trust them enough to give them that opportunity to say, I'm going to stay, or I'm going to go, I'm going to get mad, or I'm going to get over it. You ain't giving me that opportunity, so ain't no
reason.
You know,
we don't agree on much, but I do agree with you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I can't agree with you
on that.
I'd
rather you tell me the truth and give me a Kleenex than lie to me and pat me on my back.
Okay.
Wow. That's
some real shit. That's some real shit right there, Butter. That really is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to use that shit.
I mean, it's the truth. I'd rather you tell me the truth, and you know, you might tell me the truth, and I tell you, okay, that's what's up, or you telling me a lie, and then I'm be like, like. You're a fucking loser. What was the reason? I mean, none. Like, I have a friend who, you know what I'm saying, I know she loved threesomes. I know she loved women. I know she get down. But her dude had to lie to her because he wanted to experience it. He went on and found two other women. Now, he could have enjoyed her in the whole situation, but instead he lied. For what?
I concur. I concur. What the fuck? Why
lie? What's lie for? You could have had a conversation with her if you wanted to know, do you like it? I mean, if you fucking me, you should be able to ask me questions. Damn.
Well, maybe he wanted something different, though.
No. I got to agree with her. Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, nigga. Just be blunt with it. Hey,
mm-hmm.
Are you in the threesomes?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, then okay, then well, this is what I.
You know what I'm saying? And then like if I say no,
I like threesomes.
Right, and if I say no, I'm not into threesomes, and you say you like them or whatever, then you should be able to still say, okay, so what if I want one? How would you be able to handle that? You know what I'm saying? Would you be able to handle me having a threesome with two people that I don't know? Can you, I'll let you pick them out. Or whatever. You don't never know what that woman going to say. She could say, oh, I want to watch, but I don't want to do nothing. You know. But, shit, when you say, okay, I'm not going to even say nothing to her about it. I'm just going to go ahead and find out.
Snap that pussy back. Two capfuls of this vinegar. Snap that pussy back. Two capfuls of this vinegar. Snap that pussy back.
I'm sorry, it just came that way, man. I just heard her talking about this. She's a watch. I'm sorry. Go ahead, buddy. Keep going.
I just, you know, I feel like.
That pussy back. I'm sorry. Just keep playing in my head.
Well, anywho. I feel like this. It's so much easier when you can communicate with the person you're screwing on every level. Because even if she say no to everything, you'll know. And then that's your decision on whether you're going to experience it with or without her. You're going to go behind her back and do it. What you going to do? You're going to break off with her? Whatever, that's your decision.
Okay, hold on a second, man. Okay, buddy, yours is don't lie. Okay, Janine, what's one of your don'ts?
Don't disrespect me.
Don't what?
Do not disrespect me.
Okay.
That's one of my don'ts.
Okay. All right, dog, what's one of your don'ts? Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead, Janine, finish.
No, because it's just like, because it's like what Butter was saying about lying, you never know. My thing is, I'm pretty open with the person I'm with, so it's like, you know what I like, you know what I don't like. So it's like, I don't feel like there's no reason why you should lie and disrespect me, you know, with other women and stuff like that.
Mm. Okay.
So.
All right, what's one of yours, dog?
Don't half-ass. Don't act like you don't like women when you do. Don't half-ass it. I mean, like, I'm just using that as an example. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you know you like women, don't sit there and say, well, you know, I don't get down like that. I don't fuck with that. But then, come 2 weeks later, my homeboy sees, hey, man, you know I had a threesome with her. What? Yeah, who will?
Right.
Then first thing is come out, well, I don't do that no more. What the fuck you mean no more? When you stop?
Okay, so this is my question to you. Why you saying that? Okay, so what is wrong with a woman? Because I know I've heard a lot of men complain about that. Like, okay, you know what? You know this chick for knowing you've heard that she got the fire head or well, I'm saying you, not me. I'm not saying head and my defense. So, you know, she get down or whatever, and then you meet her a couple of months after you hear all this good stuff about a coochie, woo-woo-woo.
Right.
And then she say she don't get down like that no more. I mean, why get mad and say she faking the funk? Why is it that, you know what I'm saying, she can't decide that, okay, this not the life for me no more. Or,
you know, and it's funny that you bring that up because we just had, me and a couple of partners of mine just had this conversation. And that's a good question. And it's like, because, you know, I got a partner, he's like 24, 25.
Uh-huh.
And he came to me, he was like, man, I used to fuck with this girl. You know, she used to bust down. But now she's like, I don't do that no more. And he was like, why the fuck? And he asked me, he said, why the fuck do women act like that? You know, it's like, and I was like, well, in certain cases, you know, you can talk some things up as, okay, I did this as, like, you know, I was young. I wanted to experiment. I did it. I didn't like it or whatever the case was. It's over now. But then, like I told him, You got to cipher between the ones that said, okay, well, I did this in my younger years. I experimented. And the ones that's like, okay, this is what I do. You know what I'm saying? Cause, and you really, it's hard to kind of decipher the two because, you know, when you're young, you like, well, shit, bitch, you suck dick for 2 hours. Now all of a sudden, you don't suck dick no more? I mean, you let me come down your throat. Now you talking about, oh, no, don't come in my mouth. Why not, bitch? I just came in your mouth 2 months ago. I done grew up. No, bitch, you ain't grew up. You just want some money.
No, I disagree with you. I disagree
exactly.
with you, man.
Because I'm about to be celibate.
Wait a minute.
So if I say I'm about to be celibate, is that a problem?
Hell yeah.
Let me say it for you. Hell, motherfucking yeah.
Hell yeah, it's a problem.
You know, it may be a problem, but you can't get mad at that person.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
You can't get mad at them. Yes, I can.
Okay, so say, like, basically, say you in a situation, right, Janine, and y'all screwing every day and everything, and then you start going to church, and all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah,
you
I'm
say,
like,
I'm about to go celibate. Then that would be less of an argument then. But if you be like, you know, fucking every day of the week, and then all of a sudden you ain't going to church, and then all of a sudden you say you were celibate, then I'm like, bitch, let's go to the doctor because you trying to have something, and you about to get your ass whooped.
You know what, Father?
Maybe I just decide.
You know what, Father? What?
My stuff out there.
That's
no
the hey, men and me and you tend to disagree a lot. But that's one of the realest things you've said on this show in a long time, baby. You goddamn right. Oh, wait, what the fuck?
And then that's fine. We could go to the doctor, let the doctor finger me and put all that little cold metal shit, but you still ain't getting
nothing. And I'm going to tell him, move over.
Do what you do. Because I want it to be right. Because if that motherfucking test come back, this bitch got something. I'm going to whoop her ass. She's going to have to come bandage her ass back up. So that's
all right, well, hold on. Everybody hold on for a second. How the fuck can you get mad at somebody that's trying to change their ways?
Exactly.
No, I said if you go to church and you want to change your ways, that's a different thing.
That shit not going to do with it.
But listen,
me
and you just got through fucking on Friday, and then Sunday you want some coochie, and I tell you, oh, I'm finna become celibate. Then
father, fuck you, man. Your possum face, motherfucker.
I wasn't with you on Saturday, and I wasn't with you until now, and then you tell me you going celibate, and I know we've been fucking on the regular. Yeah,
okay.
Something ain't right.
Yeah, well, it's mine, and if I choose
no,
to
it's
do
mine
whatever
if I'm using it. It's mine if I'm using it.
But I like the way you talking tonight. What's that?
Hold on. I want to hear Janine's answer. Go ahead, Janine.
Anybody listen to this, Janine? I'm with Butter. I'm on Butter's face tonight. Hey, what they say on Twilight, I'm with Team Butter tonight. See
hey. That's what's up.
Go ahead, Janine. Finish your answer.
I'm just saying, if I choose and I decide that this is something I don't want to do anymore, I just don't want to.
You know what you're going to be? A victim of date rape. You're going to lay your motherfucking ass down. Hey, what's new? I'll crack. I'll burst your motherfucking head. And bitch, lay your ass down.
You better shut that shit up. Give me that put.
Hell yeah. So you just going to break me in front of my son. Get his little ass out of here. Go. Hey, boy, I'm going to tell you, you're going to play with your fork no more.
I'm telling you, when it's all said and done, if you, I feel like this. If you're in a relationship, or a fucking relationship, or a relationship, whatever it may be, it's really, and you telling this nigga, oh, this your pussy, this your pussy, then you gonna tell him, no, this ain't your pussy no more.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man, come here.
Thank you. Like, you real funny with that one.
So you saying the only way you're going to believe me is if I'm going to church?
I mean, no, I guess that, okay, the other way I'm going to believe you is if if I could tell your personality has been changing, you know, within the last month or so. But if you just come out the blue and be like, I'm not using my penis no more for good, you know. I'm just going to put it up until I decide I want to have sex again. Then I'm already, the first thing that's going to pop up in my mind, you fucking somebody else, you got something, and you trying to wait some weeks to take your medication, or you on some bullshit one way or the other, because you didn't just make me bust last night and then going to tell me this morning you don't want to have sex no more. No.
I'm on team butter. Mm-mm. I'm on team butter tonight.
Because I've been in that situation where I dated a guy, well, actually, I was in a relationship, and after I started going to church and everything, I didn't know what he was on. I wanted to know if it was serious or if it was just sex, you know, more sex than anything. So I did. I said I didn't want to have sex no more until it's meant for me to do it or whatever. And for a while, it was good. And he handled it just, you know, like a trooper. But then it got to the point where, you know, he started trying to do it, and if he didn't get it from me, then he was missing for 2 days. And, of course, it didn't bother me at first, because you ain't getting it from me, so. But it is what it is.
Damn, I knocked the dust off that pussy.
Mother Nature, what's up with you? You kind of quiet on this topic.
I'm just listening.
I want to hear your input. What's your input, Mother Nature?
What input you want? I'm just listening.
You know what I want to know. Don't be talking about what it is you want to know.
No, seriously, what do you want to know? Do I agree with Janine or do I agree with Butter? Is that what you want to know?
Team Butter, Team Janine. Which one? Pick a side now. Pick a side.
Well, I'm kind of in the middle. I mean,
yeah, you better ride with Team Butter. I'm riding with Team Butter.
That's what's up.
Butter tonight.
People can't. They do have a right to change their mind, but
Mother Nature.
Let me finish.
Team Butter or no? Because she's trying to straddle the fence.
I just said you
team
can't make
butter.
Me choose a side.
Team Butter, Team Janine. Which one are you choosing?
All right, well then,
wait a minute, okay. Who's going to be a victim of date rape tonight? You or Father Time? Team Butter, Team Janine. Which one are you choosing?
I don't have that problem, so ain't nobody going to be a victim.
Team Butter, Team Janine. Mother Nature. Two to five.
Pick one.
If you would have let me finish.
Listen, you hear Father Time, pick one.
Well, it just depends. Because if the person is, like Butter said, if it's just out of the blue, it is suspect. If it's just out of the blue. But if it's been over a course of time where I could see that, you know, their attitude's changed, then, yeah, I can believe that they're really meaning what they say. So I would have to, you know. That's why I say it's kind of both.
No, you got to pick one.
Okay, well, if If I just gotta pick one, then I'm gonna go with butter.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. Somebody
is bullshit. Janine, well, I think it's some bullshit going. There's some fuckery going on around here, Janine.
No, it's just the truth. If they just come out of the blue, saying, okay, I'm gonna change my ways, just like that. Wait a minute, why? Why all of a sudden today?
No, you gotta have a reason.
Okay, well,
you gotta
say
be
this.
Mad because you ain't getting enough quality time. You gotta be mad because you ain't getting
enough quality time. Say we then went from having sex to every day to only having sex once a week and a half. Say that. Then what? Do we have the right to go have sex with somebody else if we not getting it?
Hell no. But sit your motherfucking ass down like you got some sex.
Now, I can say if you not getting the sex you want, then your best bet is to have that conversation. You in a relationship, have that conversation.
Okay,
look,
you had that conversation already.
Okay.
Then what do you do? What would you do, brother?
What would I do? Now, it depends on the outcome. Now, if we have a conversation and he tells me that he's not going to work towards giving me what I need,
mm-hmm.
then he's just going to have to man up and know that I'm getting what I need. Now, if he say, okay, I can't give it to you, so I don't mind you getting it from a woman, or I can't give it to you like I want you to have it, so I don't mind you, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't no man going to say no shit like that.
I mean, I don't know that he's not going to man her. Okay, I don't understand. Like, okay, so if I say this is what I'm going to be mad about, I'm going to be mad if you tell me that you can't do no more for me but give me sex once a week, and I'm sitting over here horny than a jackrabbit, and then I tell you, okay, well, I got a friend I just met at the bar, and I'm finna fuck because I ain't had none in over almost 2 weeks now, and I'm about to lose it. And then you come over to get some with me and her,
then
we're going to have a problem.
Wait a minute, buddy. You know what I'm going to tell you?
Let's get ready to rumble!
That's going to be a problem. If you can make your way over to a threesome that you couldn't make your way over here to give me some when I told you I was hornier than a jackrabbit, that's going to be a problem.
Hold on, buddy. I understand. But now, What if it's just a motherfucking? I mean, it ain't the fact that he can't. I mean, okay, what if he's working? What if he's doing this? What if he's doing that?
Okay,
I mean,
now if he's working,
if he's saying fuck you, then I'm saying fuck you.
But if he's saying, right. if he's saying, okay, I gotta work, baby, I can't get no days off, whatever, then either I'm gonna accept that. Or I'm gonna meet him up on his lunch hour and get some head, or give him some head, or whatever. Excuse my term, I can't say head on this motherfucker.
No,
but,
no, you know what? You can say head tonight. We gonna
okay,
be
thank
sad
you.
Tonight.
Now,
be
if,
sad
if,
tonight.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm seeing butter tonight.
Thank you. So if I couldn't get him to come home or to come over and give it to me when I need it, then I'm probably try to make my way up there to get it. You know what I'm saying? And if I can't get it like that, then, I mean, I don't know. I just, you're going to have to, like, take some, what is that, 5-hour pill or what, drink or whatever, and I'm going to get it in when I get it in. Because I just, oh, my goodness, that would hurt my feelings to know that I have some penis. You know, I'm single now, so I can't
get
it back.
But I can already see your future. I can see your man in the hospital then had triple bi-heart surgery, and you trying to ride the motherfucker.
I have been in the hospital and got it in before, yeah. But it was just more or less like this. I wouldn't be like that, no. I mean, I have, you know, I do care. I have a heart, but
I have a coochie too, and she got a voice of her own. So if I can't get it, and I can't come and get it.
You come into the emergency room and all you see is this butter in handcuffs, and all you hearing is. It's my dick. It's my dick. He told me it was my dick.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Okay, you hook up with a guy, and he said, well, look here, baby, I have a low sex drive, so, you know, I don't need to have sex all the time. Now, he told you up front, you was cool with it at first. Now, a couple of months down the line, now you got a problem.
I can't even say that. I can say this. Okay, he told me that up front. Then my next question would be, so if you don't have sex, do you eat?
No, that's not what he said. He said
I'm telling you what he would say.
That's what he said.
That's what I'm saying. So if you can't have sex all the time when I need it, can you eat me up? Can you make me come? Because if you can't screw me and you can't make me come, then ain't no couple of months down the line.
No, but see, that's not the question.
The question was, he told you
up front, but now you have a problem with it a couple of months later. How you going to get mad at him when he told you up front how he was? You can't get mad at that, man. You should have never messed with him in the first place.
Nah, you can't get mad at him.
No, you can't get mad at him, but I can't even fuck with you.
I'm not the one for you, baby,
but I do know a couple of people that can be. Or I could be the one for you if you don't mind me fucking somebody else. I can.
You're going to fuck around and get killed saying some shit like that to a man.
I don't think so.
You say some shit like that to the wrong motherfucker, going to be like, what
you
say?
I guess to the wrong motherfucker. I've said it before, so.
Well, it went to the wrong motherfucker.
It went to the wrong motherfucker.
I guess not.
There's going to be some blood spilt in the house.
Yeah.
I'm always so violent.
None of mine.
If y'all wasn't getting this, y'all would go get it. Y'all wouldn't care about it.
Ain't at all.
Wouldn't care about no feelings. Nobody feelings you hurting or nothing. You would go get it.
She on bed rest. She can't move. She can't lift her legs. She done had surgery.
Your dick rock hard. I'm sticking behind my girl no matter what.
Yeah, right.
That's the truth.
Get that drink in you and the bitch go down and act like she giving you head on the bar.
No, I don't put myself in those predicaments.
Yeah, that's good. Mother
see,
Nature.
That's the trick.
Mm-hmm. Why y'all want to put me in it? I ain't got nothing to do with that.
That's how that man is.
I'm too. But see, I've always said I'm too possessive. So because I'm that way, I'm not gonna do my guy that way.
Mm.
So I'm too possessive. I don't like to share. I'm stingy. So hey.
I don't like to share either, but shit.
That goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Ain't no motherfucking threesome jumping off.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So if I came to her and say, hey baby, I want to have a threesome, she gonna say no.
Yep. I would say hell no. You ain't getting that. Nope.
But should she get mad if I experienced it with two other females?
Okay. Let me tell y'all this. Okay. I was in a situation right where I had this guy that I messed around with sexually on a regular basis. We was not in a relationship or nothing. We was messed around. He wanted a threesome. From the moment I met him to the moment I stopped messing around with him. But I never had a threesome with him because I didn't want to share him. But I had threesomes with my friend, you know what I'm saying? Other threesomes I've had throughout my life. And he is
here's some pictures of my threesomes.
You know what I'm saying? He's angry about it because, of course, he knows that I've had it. But I mean, I don't want to have a threesome and share you with nobody else. So, you know what I'm saying? I've had threesomes.
Whoa, whoa,
and then this is why. This is what made me.
We broke this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
This is what made me not want to share with him, right? Okay. I had a threesome with a guy that I had messed around with and a chick that I had messed around with. And, of course, he's given me oral sex before, but it wasn't, like, automatic. So for him to automatically, when we first start freaking, he automatically goes down and gives her oral sex, that pissed me off. Like, okay, I wouldn't have minded you giving me oral sex first and then giving her, but you know what I'm saying, went directly to her. And I don't know how I would feel now because this was younger, when I was younger, but at the same time, it pissed me off, and I didn't want to have to experience that with him, because if I would have experienced it with him, then I would have been turned off. I still would have finished the night out because I'm still going to come, but I would have been done.
Okay, that's all good. But I want to go back to something you said earlier.
Okay.
You said you didn't want to share him, but you had no problem with going around with other people. Now, how the fuck should he feel?
He shouldn't feel bad at all because he had it in-house, so... And it wasn't me, so why would he feel bad?
But he wanted a threesome. You wouldn't give him one, but you would
now
have a threesome with
the one
people.
Got in-house with, because it wasn't going to be me.
Well, you said you didn't. You just said you didn't want to give him a threesome because you wanted.
Right.
I didn't want to share him.
I was already sharing him enough. So me
but
sharing
you had no
him.
No problem with having a threesome with other people. How do you think?
Because
he felt?
I wasn't in relationships with none of those people. And if I was in a relationship with those people...
But you're missing the point. You're missing the point. You got to do it, but he didn't get to do it.
He could have done it if he would have got it from old girl. He could have got it from old girl, or he could have went out and got it from two other females. He could have found two females. That's what I don't understand. Why are you getting mad at me? And all this time, you could have found two females that you could have got down with on your own. Why did I have to be the one to be in it? Because you wasn't there when I got it. So
I
told him I had two females that wanted to screw him once they found out how good he was. He can have the threesome with them.
And he turned it down.
And he told me he didn't want to do it unless I was there.
See, he told you that to make you feel good. He probably still went down with two girls.
Huh?
Hold on. But this is the same dude that you didn't want to share with nobody, but you didn't...
I wouldn't share him. I didn't want to be in the same room watching him do to another woman what he do to me. Like,
but you ain't had no problem sending him off with two other girls?
Right. No, I didn't. Because we were not... We were in a sexual relationship, but we were not in a relationship. So I can't get really mad at what you do. But I can get mad if I'm seeing what you do.
Butter, that's some hot-ass bullshit.
Don't be a hater. Don't be a hater.
I'm saying,
because you obsessive, don't mean that I'm am. No.
Why am I being a hater? Because that's some hot-ass bullshit.
No, it ain't hot-ass bullshit. It's for
you
real.
You're going to say you don't want to share him, but you had no problem with this man going out and having sex with
somebody
else.
No, I didn't, because I do not want to see you having a threesome. Like, okay, now everybody knows I've been to a sex club and all of that. Now, if me and him would have went to a sex club together and we had a threesome, I wouldn't have been uncomfortable. But if he would have went down on her before he went down on me, then I wouldn't have had sex with him no more. That would have been the last night. We would have got it in all night long, but that would have been the last night that we got it in.
Because he didn't do you first.
Because that turned me off.
But he do
like
you first
he,
all the time.
Like say if we would have been screwing and he just went in and started screwing her, then that wouldn't have offended me. But if he put his mouth on her before he put his mouth on me, that would have offended me. And that's just
me.
So
you got to go first.
Huh?
So you got to go first.
I said it's just me. I'm not you. I'm not you. I'm not none of y'all on this radio, on this thing.
I'm just asking what difference do it make who goes first? Why it make a difference to you?
Yeah, I thought
a threesome,
everything goes.
A threesome, everything goes. Like, you, I mean, like, okay, it turns me on. It turns me on. That's something that turns me on. So if I don't know this woman, or if I don't know this woman and you just lick her, that makes me wonder all kind of. Okay.
Okay. I understand you. I understand what you're saying. But now, in just hypothetically speaking, I mean, y'all not just gonna go get something random.
If you're going to a sex club, you getting something random.
Oh, you saying from a sex club?
Yes.
Okay. Well, no, you should be putting the face down there in a sex club. No way.
That's what I'm. That's what I'm saying. Like. You
but
know.
Now, what about the one-on-one thing? Well, not one-on-one, but the, you know, y'all handpick somebody.
Like, we handpick somebody, and
he go down her first.
And
are you mad?
I think that would turn me off. Like, I like,
really?
I mean, honestly, I like to get my pussy licked before I sit on it. I like to get my pussy licked before. You know what I'm saying? I get, you know what I'm saying? I pull out my gymnastics skills. So
this is what I tell you. This is exactly what I tell you. In that situation, if
I
was your guy and we had another girl, I'd be like, baby, can you give me some water? As soon as you leave the room, I lick her real quick. We got to do it quick before she come back now.
Guess what? I can't get mad at that because I wasn't in the room when you did it. I wouldn't have known.
Okay. I got you. As long as you don't know.
But guess what?
I ain't gonna
do nothing stupid though. Because if you thirsty, guess what? It's some drink right here on the nightstand.
But I'm saying, okay, your thing is as long as you don't know he did her first, you're okay.
Uh huh.
Okay, now what if he's honest with you after she leaves and say, baby, I went down on her before. You know, while you were out of the room, is that a problem? Would it still be a problem? You didn't see it, but would it still be a problem?
No.
So as long as you don't see it, is you all good?
Yeah, like I can say it won't be a problem if the threesome went nice and I enjoyed myself. I came, she came, he came, everything went nice, and then she leave and he say, well, you know, I licked her pussy. I expected you to. He's like, well, no, I licked it when you went to the bathroom or when you went to get some more ice. Okay. I'm going to love you more for telling me the truth than to not say nothing. And then she come to me and be like, damn, girl, that nigga, ooh, he ate my pussy when he was eating my pussy. And I'm like, when did he eat your pussy?
You remember when you went to the bathroom and you had to go get that ice?
Yes, if she tell me, then we'll have a problem. But if you tell me, then I might give you some head again and make it come back, get back up again. Thank you.
I mean, my thing is just like, everything's fair in the threesome, though, ain't it?
Everything is fair when you have three individuals. But when you have two people that have feelings for each other, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. And I mean, I don't really believe nothing nobody say when they say they not going to have any kind of feelings.
Okay.
The only way you ain't going to have any kind of feelings is if you on some kind of drug.
You mean that third person?
I can't understand. I didn't understand your question. What did you say?
I was saying, are you saying the third person is going to have feelings or the two people that's in a relationship with each other?
The two people that's in a relationship.
Oh, okay. Well, of course they're going to have. But my thing is, if y'all doing threesomes and y'all in a relationship, you should already know each other. You and that person. Well, you shouldn't be doing threesomes if you don't trust that person enough.
That's right. You should always have somebody. Okay, how should I say this? I was in this situation when we got through with the situation, we done with the situation after he left it. She went back in her room and spread her legs out and start playing with the coochie. He picks his clothes up and goes to put his clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
For what? You know what I'm saying? Because she was putting on the show for him. You know what I'm saying? Being disrespectful behind my back. Hold on, please.
Wow.
Wow. Did she put us on hold after the beginning of, when it started getting good?
And she actually said, hold on, please.
Well, so we're going to hold on then.
I'm back.
Okay, he's back now.
Uh-huh.
We start playing the motherfucking
I'm back. I'm back.
Okay. Only in Sin City can you put the host on.
Okay, so where was you when she was giving him this shot? Where were you?
I was like, okay, it was like, okay, we all get through or whatever. She laying on the couch. He's on his knees, and I'm laying out on the, you know, on the couch on the floor. So she gets up, and you know, she looking nervous. She looking at him. She looking at me. She goes in the bedroom, and then he sits and catches his breath, and then he picks his clothes up. Now I know her. And I know how many, I know she can come multiple times or whatever. I know that she wasn't done. She wasn't done.
Yeah.
So she went in her room. And if you go in your room and you don't, if you're not trying to, how should I say this? You got a door. So if you going in your room to change your clothes, put on some panties, anything, whatever, we not going into room to finish. Her door was wide open. The lights didn't get turned on so she could find anything, so she wasn't going in there. And, you know, so when he got up, and then I watched him walking, and he was walking normal until he got halfway down the hallway. And then he started walking slowly and looking towards her bedroom. So I walked up behind him, and she was in the, what's the name, looking towards the door, waiting. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe she wanted some more.
Yeah, she wanted some more. She sure did.
So that made you mad?
It irritated me, but I wasn't mad. Like, neither, you know, I wasn't in a relationship. But it threw me off. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want. I'll never have a threesome with him no more if I continue to screw him. And then
did he go in the room? Did he go in the room?
He didn't go in the room because I was standing behind him. Now,
okay.
If I wasn't standing behind him,
he probably like get some bullshit.
Who's to say?
But then that was something that we would have discussed. Okay, like that same situation. Okay, and he walks in. He will probably look at me, and we'll look at each other. We know how I look. What you want to do? You know what I'm saying? Either you gonna want to continue or you not.
And
well,
this is what I'm saying. Like, if he would have been like, look like your girl's still ready, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, you want to go on here and continue or anything like that, I would have been ready. But he, you know, seemed guilty. Like, what is you feeling guilty for? And then when she saw me, then she jumps up. What is you jumping up for? I mean.
So, in other words,
if
y'all want to say. Y'all weren't on the same accord.
We
That's
weren't on the same
was.
Accord, and I knew her. I knew her, and I knew him. I'm sorry. Please hold.
Wow. That's twice.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello. I'm back. I'm back. I don't know. I'm back. But you know what I'm saying? This was somebody that I knew, that I had been knowing for a couple of years, and I had been knowing him for a very long time, so... You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you a question. Why you just didn't break the ice and say, let's go again, y'all? I mean, you know that's what she
because
wanted
I said,
and that's what
I
he
said,
wanted.
I said it like when he had came for the last time, I said, so is that the end? And he shook his penis like, you know, it's empty. You know what I'm saying? So I said, you done? Like that. And then that's when she got up. So, if I would have went in there and been like, or if she would have, like, I feel like if she wanted it to continue, then she would have gave me that eye, like, why don't you come on in here in the room and let's get something started, and he'll join in, or, you know what I'm saying? But she didn't do none of that.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Now, if you didn't follow him down the hall, do you think he would have went in the room with her?
I think he would have went in there and either, you know what I'm saying, said something to her, touched her, or something. Yeah, I do.
Well, then you could have went and joined in. And it would have been, you know what I'm saying, y'all started all over again.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you basically say you empty before you pick up your clothes and then you go in there. Me and him, we're not in a relationship where we were screwing on a regular basis. So his thing should have been, I'm ready to continue. Or he's, you know, it would have broke the ice if he would have been like, oh, your girl over here, her pussy's still wet. I think I can get it up again. Or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But why sneak around? That type of shit is like a turnoff. Why sneak around when that's what we here for? That's what we here for. You here to get your pussy ate. I'm here to get my pussy ate. He here to get his dick sucked. You here to come. I'm here to come. He here to come. You here to get your legs bent back behind your head. I am too. You know what I'm saying? He here to get rolled like a horse. I'm here to do it. What? You know, so ain't no reason to sneak, right? Ain't no reason to hide, and you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't get offended. Okay, you have to be attracted to him to go ahead and say you'll have a threesome with us. So I'm not offended that he's turning you on. I'm not offended. Just don't lie and go behind my back. Just like I said in the beginning, don't lie to me. So if she turned you on more than I did, guess what? I'm not going to get offended. Don't lie to me.
Okay. Well, we done went well over the show, but, I mean, we glad we got this out. So we know, not, we know if it all comes down to it, mother got to have her first, those four layers. Let's call that. Mother just a little brat, y'all. Y'all ain't figured that out yet. Mother's just a little brat. Hey, shout out to Sunshine. I'll see you. You know, she don't do the threesome thing, so she never intertwines in this conversation. But I
what's
feel
up sometimes?
I feel listening. All right, y'all, we got to get out of here. Mother Nature, any last words?
Nice show. Talk to you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know. We know what's going on. Butter, any last words, baby?
I enjoyed myself tonight.
I enjoyed you too, Butter.
King
Butter,
what's up?
King
That's
Butter.
Yeah. Talk to you tomorrow.
Janine is very ready, me and you on opposite sides. But you got any last words? Oh, hater.
No, hater, whatever. Good show. Had a good time. I will definitely be on tomorrow. All right.
What's up, big dog?
CityDocSpruce.com, man. I'm Team Janine. Janine, we on the same page. And that rarely happens with me and you on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm down with you. I'm Team Janine all the way.
All right. That's what's up. So y'all know, same bad time, same bad channel. And pardon, Team Butter all the way tonight. We're going to get up out of here.
That's
all right, y'all. Holler to mom. Peace.